I highly recommend it. Hello, this is the Lifespring Family Audio Bible, the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year. This is episode number 213, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. I hope you're having a great day. In our Bible reading today, we're going to read Psalm 90 through 92, after which I'll have some comments. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we know that you are good. We know that you are love. We thank you for your promise that in all things you work for the good of those who love you and who have been called according to your purpose. This is a promise that brings peace to our hearts. Lord, as we read the Psalms today, please touch our hearts with the words you gave the psalmist. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin.
Psalms chapter 90. Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were born, before you gave birth to the earth and the world, from beginning to end, you are God. You turned people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals." For you, 1,000 years are as a passing day, as brief as a few night hours. You sweep people away like dreams that disappear. They are like grass that springs up in the morning. In the morning it blooms and flourishes, but by evening it is dry and withered. We wither beneath your anger. We are overwhelmed by your fury. You spread out our sins before you, our secret sins, and you see them all. We live our lives beneath your wrath, ending our years with a groan. 70 years are given to us. Some even live to 80. But even the best years are filled with pain and trouble. Soon they disappear and we fly away. Who can comprehend the power of your anger? Your wrath is as awesome as the fear you deserve. Teach us to realize the brevity of life so that we may grow in wisdom. O Lord, come back to us. How long will you delay? Take pity on your servants. Satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Give us gladness in proportion to our former misery. Replace the evil years with good. Let us, your servants, see you work again. Let our children see your glory. And may the Lord our God show us his approval and make our efforts successful. Yes, make our efforts successful. Psalms chapter 91. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him, for he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, those evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, "I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation." Psalms chapter 92. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning, your faithfulness in the evening, accompanied by a 10-stringed instrument, a harp, and the melody of a lyre. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. O Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. Only a simpleton would not know, and only a fool would not understand this. Though the wicked sprout like weeds and evildoers flourish, they will be destroyed forever. But you, O Lord, will be exalted forever. Your enemies, Lord, will surely perish. All evildoers will be scattered. But you have made me as strong as a wild ox. You have anointed me with the finest oil. My eyes have seen the downfall of my enemies. My ears have heard the defeat of my wicked opponents. But the godly will flourish like palm trees and grow strong like the cedars of Lebanon, for they are transplanted to the Lord's own house. They flourish in the courts of our God. Even in old age, they will still produce fruit. They will remain vital and green. They will declare, "The Lord is just. He is my rock. There is no evil in him."
I have short comments on each one of the Psalms we read today. Psalm 90 was written not by David, but by Moses. It's only 17 verses, but it sums up his entire experience with God. Psalm 91 is a great one to read when you're feeling afraid. Are you feeling afraid today? Well, take heart. Verse 2 says, in part, "He alone is my refuge, my place of safety." Let's face it, all of us feel afraid from time to time. Remember Psalm 91 next time you're fearful. Psalm 92 is a song to be sung on the Sabbath day, but it's actually good to sing every day. It's hard to read this one without feeling a sense of joy and worship. It begins, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High." I've discovered that when I do this, I can't help but be overwhelmed by the feeling that God is pleased by my praises. What a great way to start each day. I highly recommend it. What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To see what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com and look for episode 213, or your podcast app probably shows it as well. Tomorrow, we'll be reading in the book of Proverbs, chapters 14 and 15. Until then, may God bless you richly. May He give you peace today. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.